Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. On this episode, personal trainer, dancer, and movement artist Ash Moon quickly popped in to share with the Daydream Believers community her tips on health and fitness. She explores the world and the terrain of her life with movement and aims to assist others in creating balanced, healthy, and creatively fulfilled lives.
Hello, my beautiful daydreamers. How are you all doing on this lovely day? I am in Devon. I'm in my mum's lovely conservatory living room space. You can see a bit of sunshine coming in behind me from the garden. Although it was raining about 5 seconds ago. It's been going crazy here. We've even got snow still left over in the garden, everything. So I'm here to give you my top tips for keeping a balanced, healthy life, which hopefully will enable you to be more creative and more productive as well. I know that my body is feeling good, my brain feels good, and I feel more creative and more productive in the rest of my life. I'm going to give my top tips, five of them first, and then I'll go on to your questions. And I'm going to try and keep it simple because otherwise I can go off on a little spiel. So, number one, start strong. Start your day strong. Start the way you wake up strong. My way is to get up and have a cup of hot water straight away as the first thing to cleanse and wake up my body. I have lemon water, and I also put a bit of Himalayan rock salt in mine as well, and sometimes a little bit of cranberry tincture, just to get the urinary tract going, you know. But yes, the lemon water cleanses your body, puts you in an alkaline state, and the hot water helps just wake up your digestive system. The whole thing together is going to help your metabolism wake up and burn your energy faster and more efficiently throughout the day. I also find that this gives me a moment to sit and listen to my body and just see where I'm at, see how I'm feeling, even if it's literally 3 minutes in the morning, and it just gives me a nice little base to bounce off of. So lemon water. Number two, get moving and shaking. Whatever your style of movement might be, whether it is dance, whether it's yoga, whether it's rock climbing, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's classes, whether it's cardio based, more stuff, you know, whatever it is that you chose to do, get doing it. I know that's easier said than done. I recommend that you try and move for 20 to 30 minutes every day. You don't need to be totally killing it for 20, 30 minutes, but every day regularly, or 3 times a week minimum of an hour. And for that hour, I would love you to be really feeling it. Embrace your sweat. We love getting sweaty. Some of the best things in life involve getting sweaty. I think, in fact, most of the best things in life involve getting sweaty. So, number three, eat 3 meals. I don't want to hear any of that. I'm not a breakfast person type of business. No, loves. Again, I know this can be easier said than done as well. Everyone has their own habits. But if you can, try and get your 3 meals in a day. And this is going to really help your body know how to regulate its energy. Having your breakfast is going to set you up for the day. A bit like the lemon water. Wakes you up, gets your metabolism going, gives you energy to start the day. Try to have your 3 meals, because this lets your body know that it's going to get a frequent and regular source of energy coming in, and it doesn't need to panic and it doesn't need to store excess energy as fat to use later. When you skip your meals, your body starts going into panic and it will start storing energy from your previous meals like a second battery, because it knows it's going to get starved later, so it knows it's going to need to have something there to keep it ticking over. So just let your body know that you're going to feed it, you know, it's going to get its breakfast, it can do its stuff, and then it's going to get its lunch and its dinner, and it knows it's got a regular fuel source coming in. Obviously, healthy choices is what you want. Our number four, cultivate healthy habits, which is kind of everything that I've just said, really. A successful life comes from successful, healthy habits. I think it said that in the 12 weekly yearbook that Liz has given us as well. The best for future telling of your future, that didn't make any sense at all. The best forecast of your future, of what it might look like, comes from your daily habits. So yeah, the things I've just said, cultivate them into healthy habits in your life. Start strong on your day. Have a little listen to your body, how you're feeling. Thank you, body, for being so great. Get moving and shaking on a regular basis, even if that just means, you know, trying to squeeze in a walk at the end of work or something. I know that everyone has their busy lives. Number three, eat regularly. Let your body know it's got its fuel coming in. And then my fifth tip, have fun. Enjoy it. Don't punish yourself. Healthy living and a healthy lifestyle and creating these healthy habits will only really become habitual if they're enjoyable. None of us wants to like thrash ourselves doing stuff that we don't like. So have fun. Choose the activities that you enjoy and choose the healthy food choices that you enjoy so that it's an enjoyable thing and it's not a punishment. Our bodies work so hard for us and they are the most incredible things that have been created in the universe, in my belief. So utilize them, use them. They are amazing. I am constantly talking to my body, particularly my feet, because I feel like I'm standing on them all the time. I'm like, morning feet, thank you guys for working so hard. Yeah, have fun, enjoy the activities that you do. Choose an activity that you like. If you don't like going to the gym because it's a funny environment, then maybe choose something else. Maybe go and do some swimming or some rock climbing or find a lovely class or have some you time on your yoga mat at home. Yeah, have fun.
Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it. So please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/lizcirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.